The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us.
We're back, second hour, and I got to calm down, otherwise I'm not going to be able to finish this program. Second hour, 30th of January, 2013. Senator Feinstein has offered a bill which takes away our guns but allows government officials like her to keep their concealed weapons. The American government ought to be a respecter of persons. Us. This is contrary to the principle of the American Revolution. The government has no authority to take away our weapons with either a law or an executive order. The Second Amendment can only be reversed with another amendment. To amend the Constitution or to pass an amendment, the banker-occupied government must prove to us that they actually won an open and honest election. America does not even have free and honest elections anymore. There are counties where one candidate got more votes in 2012 than there were voters in the entire county. One person. And I guess they all voted for him, and guess a few people voted a few more times just to make sure their vote really took hold. In California, a referendum requiring GMO labeling had a 2-to-1 approval in the polls, but lost later after the votes were counted. The American people retain sovereignty. Their full rights will be restored. The economy is collapsing and will not last long enough for the clowns in Washington to even pass a budget. The days of this present tyranny are numbered. They will lose, we will win. You know, I keep hearkening back to that large, very large black man in New York City. That video went viral around the world. That he barked down those little chicken, almost said it, chicken crap cops. They're out there beating up protesters. They were protesting the banks that were bringing this country down. And he just yelled at the top of his lungs, "You people have no honor. What are you doing beating people in the streets of our own country? What the hell is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You have no honor. Do you think that these soldiers flying around in Black Hawks in these training exercises around this country right now have honor? They do not. They do not. And if you think that the commanders of those forces are that dumb,
well, geez, I just think it's a training exercise. I was just following orders.
I'm sorry, didn't you miss the fact that they gave you a free pass to go out there and get with the administrative enforcers, you know, the city rent-a-cops, the PDs, the corporate Keystone Coffer cops? You never heard of posse comitatus? You never heard the good idea that it's not right, moral, ethically, constitutionally, to use American forces against American citizens? You'd better jump out of that helicopter. If you survive the fall, get out of that uniform and take your raggedy ass on home, because you don't deserve to wear it.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, energy and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And we've all seen what Andrew Cuomo has done. See, they're not even waiting for any courts to render any decisions on their wonderful vision of safety for people in New York. And people familiar with the negotiations on that deal, is they got a deal to enact the nation's first gun control measure following Newtown, Connecticut, which, if it holds to be true, there was not even an AR-15 used at Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook School. But guess what did happen? Out of WWNYTV.com, a town of LeMay, a man was accused Sunday of possessing high-capacity magazines for an assault rifle. Jefferson County sheriffs and their deputies, and I use that term loosely, say that the 32-year-old Nathan Haddad allegedly had five 30-round magazines for an AR-15 rifle in his possession. They say the magazines were found during a vehicle check on Steinhilber Road in the town of LeRae. He was charged with five counts of third-degree criminal possession of a weapon and arraigned in a Watertown court. I'm loading up that video right now, that young man that faced down those cops in New York City. I'm going to tell you what. How many hits has that had on YouTube? 8,332,000 hits worldwide. John in Toledo. Hello, John.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
What's on your mind, John?
Hey, sorry to hear what happened last week. It's funny how sometimes we have connections. Last week, I was going through a rough period myself. I had the police assisting my ex come and take my truck from me, which I'm battling with them right at the moment. And I just happened to think of you, which I think of the listeners and the hosts at RBN often, and how John Stapp Miller, how he just doesn't lose it, because I was losing it. And come to find out that you did. And my heart's out with you, and I know a lot of other listeners are. And we are fed up in what you said earlier about being clear. I've been saying that and actually been sounding like that myself. And I think many listeners are also feeling that same way as well. And we know something's coming, and we don't. If anybody even calls in and asks, you know, if they're looking for a sign, if you got to ask to know what the sign is, you don't know what's going on. When it happens, you are going to know.
And it's going to happen, John, rather rapidly. I mean, they've been preparing for it, preparing for it, preparing for it.
Oh, yes, they are. And if anybody is kind of curious as to maybe why all these shootings, and I'm surprised they haven't picked up even more, is a little thing called the, I believe it was the Indian Woods Project. Are you familiar with that?
Familiar, but enlighten me.
Well, basically, it was summer camps where these children were experimented on. I believe it was in upstate, it was in upstate New York. And they would just, some of these tests were, some were quite inane. Others were a little bit more advanced. And I guess there was even other tiers. And with using different chemicals contained in the food and so forth. And it's just quite a bizarre project. It's pretty much been scrubbed, except for a friend of mine that has a blog on a site. But I'd like to finish off also with, you said you were going to do that video, the Alan Grayson of the Fed buying Super 8, and also another good one that is people I think should not only watch themselves, but send it to everybody they know via their text message if they have a smartphone or through email, is Larkin Rose, the tiny dot. With that, sir, I will leave you. God bless you, and we'll talk again.
All right, John, hang in there. You know, why do you think this is going on in the schools right now? There was a five-year-old. You know, when I was a kid, we were so damn poor, I kept bugging my mother. I wanted a cowboy hat and my six-shooter, and she didn't have money. She took two clothespins and stuck them together, and that was my pretend gun. And I made do with it. But there was a five-year-old. He's facing suspension. Well, what the hell? 5 years old, what are you in, kindergarten? A five-year-old boy was threatened with suspension by school officials in Massachusetts after he built a small toy gun out of Legos and started to play shoot his classmates, mimicking what he's been seeing and hearing on television. Joseph Cardosa was given a written warning by officials at Hyannis West Elementary School in Cape Cod, well, go figure, when he fashioned a crude toy in an after-school activity program. The boy was told that if he commits the crime a second time, he will be suspended for 2 weeks. Here again, let me hearken you back to what Eric Holder told that women's group, the Democratic women's group, back in 1996. That we have to get into the schools. We have to use propaganda on the children. We have to do it. And this is exactly what they're doing in all the public schools across this country. Making your children afraid of guns, fearful of guns. Anybody that possesses a gun might be crazy. And one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. And if you don't think this ignorant Negro we got in the office up there in Washington, D.C. right now is not a stone-cold communist, then you're already dead. You wouldn't know freedom from a belly ring. Central banking, heavy progressive income taxes, confiscation of all property of immigrants and rebels, rebel against the government, say you don't have the right to take my guns, guess what? You're a terrorist. In my own country, following the law, supporting and defending the Constitution, the law of the land for this republic, I am now a terrorist in my own country. Government control of education. And there they are. Not satisfied with it's not even a deprogramming. It's no education about our country's history, freedom and liberty, the men had put it together, and for what reason? They're being taught about world government. They're being taught about the United Nations initiatives. They're being taught that guns are bad, that people that have guns are criminals or potentially criminals. This up-and-coming generation, if you think they're a bunch of... You know, I saw a group of kids today, and I was close enough to hear their conversation while they're texting to God knows who, three of them walking down the sidewalk. They were still multitasking and conversing with each other. And the only thought that ran through my head was stop and change the air in your head, because that's all that you've got is air between your ears. These children with minds in which to meld. Remember that statement? By one of the great bankers, Mr. Rockefeller himself, that these children, clay, minds of clay in which to mold, and they're molding them right now. Let me take Brett in Michigan, and then we'll do that clip. Hello, hello, Brett.
Hello.
Hi.
I have an idea, and I don't know how to get it going, but how do you get it in front of the people if we talk to the people and tell them about taxes and say, you know, taxes are to repair the roads and take care of the infrastructure and things like that, and say, do you see the streets being repaired in your town? Do you see the bridges, you know, being repaired? Do you see the electricity lines being repaired?
Do you see the $223 trillion we now find ourselves in this bottomless pit? They can't even see that if they can't see their bridge falling down over their heads.
Right. But if we could get that in front of the people and say, why are you paying taxes when the things that you're supposed to be paying taxes for aren't being taken care of?
Yeah.
That might be a way to wake people up, because they don't like spending money on stuff that they don't get.
Well, you have to give them a rudimentary education about bankers and what they are and how they work. Brett, do me a favor. I've got to take this hard break. I skipped some breaks yesterday, and I screwed up my commercial log for the week. So hang on one second. I've got to take this hard break. We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
I'm going to hold that clip until after the bottom of the hour break. But Brent in Michigan?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, you're still there. I would say that probably one of the best primers, I mean, if you're talking to people, Brett, that are just cold butt stupid, know nothing about banking and the taxation and all that stuff, here's what you can do. Do you have a computer at home?
Yeah.
Okay, does it have a CD burner on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you do yourself a favor? Call the network, get some of our business cards. You can be armed with our dangerous little cards. We'll give you a copy of America Freedom to Fascism. Go down to your local Wally World or whatever the heck you got up there, and I don't even know where you're at in Michigan. You out in the boonies?
Oh, not too far away from town. I'm a little bit out, but
okay.
About 15 minutes from nearest Walmart.
Okay. Well, get down and get your stack of DVDs and go burn a ton of America's Freedom to Fascism. This is a perfect primer, and I'll tell you why. Because it's done with, I mean, it's a well-produced piece. It uses comedy relief in it to take off some of the tension, but the message gets through. If you're running into these people, Brett, and they don't understand the banking system, and they don't understand why they got potholes and bridges falling down, you got to start them out at Class 101, and that would be a perfect way to do it.
Yeah, and I wanted to get it out on the radio and get people thinking about it, and the more we can shut down their money supply,
get a ton of people to quit paying taxes for a year, we'll shut down the federal government. They'll have to start over.
But what is at the base of this, the foundation of all of this, is in the informed electorate, the educated people. And if we have them, it's not going to be my, by the way, and Brett, thanks for your call. I've got to move on here. But my wife actually had me post this video. It is, it's a pretty remarkable video. Let me get back to our site here so I can direct you to where it exactly is. You know, I need another screen here. I only got two screens. I need a third one here. Where is it? Where is it? Go into the most recent video section, about halfway down on our page on the right there. Just about where the banner ads are on the, right where they end on the website, about halfway down. Leadership lessons from Dancing Guy. First follower. And I can't play it on air because it doesn't have the visual impact with only audio. But what this was, you need to look at this, Dan. You just absolutely love this thing. I don't know where exactly this was filmed, but this guy, it was in obviously a warmer climb because he's got shorts on, no shirt, no shoes, no socks. And he starts dancing. And it was a few minutes, and then somebody else joins him. And then a third. And it looked like these people having such a ball, who doesn't like to dance and be a part of the crowd. It didn't take but 3-4 minutes where 100 people were dancing. Now, the second guy that walked up there, you know, what was going through his head? Am I going to look like a nut? So he became one of the original dancer. He became his partner. And the third and the fourth and the fifth and the tenth and the 50th and the 100th person, he wasn't there because of the leader. He was there because of the other followers. We've been looking, we've been battling human nature for a long, long time. We've been battling and trying to convince people that this is going to hurt. You know, like any doctor will tell you, you know, a little pinch. Yeah, when he says that, it's probably going to hurt like hell. But people have convinced themselves this is still the land of milk and honey and not one of strife and stress. And I just want to be left alone. And what you're telling me, oh, it's causing me so much mental anguish. Until it becomes popular to start dancing en masse. That's when it gets fun. Matt in Missouri. Hello, Matt.
Hey, John. That Freedom to Fascism, that is a great DVD. I tried to get my pastor to watch that, and the only response I could get out of him was, well, I'll come see you in prison.
Yeah. Well, you should have turned and looked at him and says, well, I'll see you in hell.
Well, no, I'm not planning on going there, so I guess I wouldn't.
Well, you'll send him down an ice cube tray and a glass of water, and he can have all the funny ones.
Oh, I'm telling you. It's sad, though, and they're rubbing it in our face, too. There was a story that came out yesterday that the Department of Homeland Security put in an order for 7,000 AR-type weapons, .308 caliber. But they don't call them assault weapons. They call those personal defense
weapons. Defense
weapons, yes. So I mean, if we're going to just change the language, isn't that what we should call them too?
I don't even consider them really a self-defense weapon, because if the opposing aggressive force against me is greater than my little single-shot pop gun, I'm screwed anyhow. At least I can go out with somewhat of a small blaze of glory. Hey, thanks for your call. Bottom of the hour, hard break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I think I scared all the pixels away in my computer screen. It doesn't want to even come back. Tammy in California. Hello, Tammy.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I wanted to thank you first and foremost for all that you do, and I've been listening to you for a little over a year now. I tell everybody about you all the time, but I wanted to throw something at you and see what you think and what your opinion of this is. Last night, my husband and I attended a sheriff's oath of office speech that was put on by the John Birch Society. Mm-hmm. And our sheriff in our county here in California spoke, and he is completely against gun control, and he's against Agenda 21 as well.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked everything he had to say. What do you think the chances of these sheriffs having success is?
The sheriff is going to have as much success as the people allow them to have.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is if he understands that his constituency are backing him, that will give him the moral strength and the fiber to stand for his oath of office.
There were quite a few people there. That was the encouraging part. Because at a lot of the meetings that I attended last year before the election, you know, the turnouts just weren't as good as we would have liked to have seen.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of people at this meeting, and they're having them in cities that kind of, well, they're in different counties. They're having them in each county that have a sheriff that is a member of the Oath Keepers.
Okay.
And they've been doing it, you know, all this month. And they've still got about three more coming. But, you know, it was interesting to me. And here's one thing that I loved about it is, and the John Birch Society, I think, is responsible for promoting this idea that I've said it always needs to happen. But county to county, the school districts are pushing to make the students, student requirement of having to do a paper on the Constitution in order to graduate. Wouldn't that be awesome?
What a wonderful idea.
Oh, it would be so wonderful.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that with you and get your opinion. So it's just like we all have to band together. And I thanked him for, you know, right. He wrote a letter to Joe Biden that told him basically, if you come in this county to get our guns, you know, we're going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I thanked him for that. And I also thanked him for being so brave.
Well, and, you know, in normal times, without all this falderal going on around us, we wouldn't think that much. But now, I mean, it looks like this is a big deal that your county sheriff is actually going to do what his office requires him to do. And we're celebrating that fact.
Oh, yeah. Does that
tell you how far we've slid?
Oh, my golly. And I've seen it coming, John, since the 70s.
Yeah.
I really, truly have.
Well, and especially you in California, you were probably thinking, you know, what's the rest of the country think about what's going on in California?
Well, awesome. I was unfortunate enough to have to live in D.C. for about 9 months back in 1979.
Oh, so you went from one cesspool to another.
Yeah, when Jimmy Carter was president. Oh, and it was horrible then. So I've seen it coming for a long, long time. But California, how did I ever pick the worst state in the world to live in?
I don't.
And it's not the worst.
Well,
one of the top five.
Yeah.
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 You know, there are bastions of sane people out in California.
Yeah.
But look what has happened. For all the good people that are still left in California, your state legislature has gone extracurricular, haven't they?
Yeah. And you know, when Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor, I always said he was a Democrat dressed in Republican clothing.
Yeah, well, now he's doing movies again, and I guess he doesn't have that draw that he used to have.
No, I guess not.
His new beat-em-up bad guy movie is not doing well.
No, it kind of flopped, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, karma.
Yeah. Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you, John, for everything.
All righty. Yeah, what the guy mentioned here about the AR-15s, why are fully automatic AR-15s with 30-round magazines and hollow-point bullets called personal defense weapons when the Department of Homeland Security purchases them, but semi-automatic AR-15s are assault rifles in the hands of citizens? The Department of Homeland Security filed a purchase bid this past June titled Personal Defense Weapons Solicitation. It is a combined bid for the 5.56 by 4.5 millimeter NATO ammunition and select fire firearm suitable for personal defense. Select fire? Then that's not an AR-15. That's an M16. Fully automatic. If it has select fire, and a select fire on an AR-15, ladies and gentlemen, if it's a semi-automatic and you flip the little lever one way and it doesn't fire, and you flip it the other way and it fires single shot, that's an AR-15. If it's select fire, that's an M16. So they're even lying about this. And how many billions of rounds did they purchase? They're planning on bringing the IRS to be the enforcers for Obamacare. Oh, you know, that's another thing I was thinking about. The federal government actually believes that federal law trumps state. Okay? So they think they're fully justified in enforcing federal law over state law and trumping states' rights. And, more importantly, at the bottom of all this, the foundation is the Constitution. So they've done nifty, great little ways under the guise of public welfare or commerce or anything else. They're actually, and this thought dawned on me today when I was watching this great gun debate going on in Washington, D.C., they were talking about, well, how do we close these loopholes at the gun shows? Well, what they discovered, I guess, from FBI statistics is about 1.5% of firearms that are used there were no background checks on them. Not that they were illegal firearms, but the purchaser did not do background checks. And what's even more misleading, depending on the area of the country, 1% of the crimes is used with shotguns or one of these assault weapons, as they like to call them. The majority of them are done with handguns. So what's the next logical step here? Once we get rid of the assault weapons, well, we got to go after the handguns because, well, we've discovered, yeah, we got rid of part of the problem, but, you know, all these crimes are being committed with the handguns. And the international bankster gangsters, the drivers behind all of this, just take a look at the countries, folks. England, Australia, Canada, United States, national health care, gun banning. We're right in lockstep. Accepting Agenda 21. It's being taught in all the city councils around our country. They've been doing this right in front of your face. Quietly, albeit quietly, but nevertheless effectively. And your local talking idiots on your news show. You know, if there is a restoration project in this country, the first thing I want to see go are these damn TV stations. Excuse me, if I want to know the weather, I'll walk outside. You people, you need to go home and take your propaganda and your makeup bags with you. Man, let me not get off into that jag. Increasingly, the government is giving itself privileges that they are taking away from citizens. This is becoming most obvious in regards to gun rights, but it's becoming widespread abuse of power across all aspects of society. The government is supposed to derive its authority from the people, not the other way around. And just because some yin-yang in Washington, D.C., or even in your own state legislature, thinks he has a better idea, and let's stop all this left-right crap, now we've got news channels. The one news channel claims to be the right, and the other one claims to be the left. And they talk about all those evil people on the other side of the aisle. You know how you mute that argument? You bring out the rule book. The useful idiots. And I wanted some time to talk about this today. And I'm really not going to go into it because I do not like to treat subject matter like this lightly. But you've seen the social degenerates out there. The culturally deficient. The ones that are killing each other in the streets right now. Not honest law-abiding citizens out there murdering somebody to be part of the gang because, you know, that's the only place you get love. But how stupid are the little gangbangers out there that if you don't follow the rules of your own club, guess what? Your own club will kill you. You might as well go to work for the government. But these cultural deficients are the lawbreakers, the drug runners, the ones that are the real lawbreakers. And Wayne LaPierre today at that panel, I'm not a big fan of Wayne LaPierre because he runs a political organization. He runs a lobbying group that they use their funds to supposedly combat all these gun control issues in Washington, D.C. But being a political organization, you have to understand the essence of politics, and that is compromise. But he says, and he referred to the elites in Washington, D.C., said, you people have armed guards. You got MP5s. I can walk outside this building right now, and there's guys standing around fully automatic weapons. You've got your security. The CEOs of companies and bankers, they've got their security. He said the criminals have their security, but that's why they're criminals. They don't obey any laws. But what's in the middle? Middle class America. You're trying to disarm them and make them all victims. And that's exactly what they're doing. And if, in fact, this economy does collapse, which I do believe it will, you are going to need those weapons to defend your property, your food stores, your wife, your children, your cows, your chickens, or if anybody looks cross-eyed at little putty tat standing in the front yard. Now, I will, for our affiliates out there, hey, engineers, pay attention. I'm going to play this clip of this young man in New York City, and I think he uses one foul word in it. Maybe one? Okay. But for the benefit and the continuity and the flavor of this, I'll just ask you to stand by. Go ahead and roll the clip.
You see it, baby? They don't lie.
Let's go.
They don't lie. They don't lie. They don't lie, tough guy. This is not a war zone. This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people. It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people. It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people. It doesn't. I don't care. I don't care about these people. I put in my work. It doesn't lie. It does not make you tough to hurt these people. There's nothing tough about it. Nothing. If you want to go fight, go to Iraq and Afghanistan. If you want to be here hurting U.S. citizens, where is that in the contract? Where is that in the contract? Leave these people alone. They're U.S. citizens. U.S. citizens. U.S. citizens. U.S. It does not make you tough to do this to them. It doesn't. Stop hurting these people, man. Why y'all do this to our people? I've been to Iraq 14 months for my people. You come over here and guard them. They don't have guns. They don't have guns. They don't. Why are you hurting these people? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. How do you sleep at night? There is no honor in this. There is no honor in this. There is no honor in this, man. There's no honor in this shit. There is no honor in this shit. There is no honor in what you're doing to these people. No honor. How do you do this to people? How do you do this to people? How do you sleep at night doing this to people? How do you do this to people? How? You're here to protect them. You're here to protect us. Protect us. Why are you hurting U.S. citizens? This is the United States of America. Why are you hurting people? If you want to go kill and hurt people, go to Iraq. Why are you hurting U.S. citizens? Why? What sense does it make? Do you get honor out of this? Do you get honor out of hitting people with batons? Is that what you get? Why are you doing this?
We got to walk down the block over another place.
We're just trying to move the block.
This is unbelievable that y'all are doing this to people. That y'all are doing this to people.
Come on, let's go. Keep moving.
Why are y'all doing this to people? No, I know that everybody's not bad. Why are y'all doing this to people? Y'all walk around in riot gear like this is a war. These people don't have guns. How can I be that crazy when y'all are hurting people that I protected? My whole family protected this country. I understand, but I'm not out here trying to hurt these people. I'm not walking around trying to hurt
people. But your history
doesn't. I was in Iraq with you. So why do you allow this? Why are they walking around trying to hurt people?
Let's go, folks. Please, I'm asking you nicely, just walk down the block, please.
And I can't speak. Y'all want to shut me up. Y'all want to shut me up. Why are y'all walking like this? There's a war going on. Nobody has guns. Why are y'all treating people like this? This is America. Why are y'all treating people like this? Why are y'all gearing up like this is war?
Guys,
this is not war.
Let's go, folks. We can now.
This is not war. Why are y'all acting like this? Nobody has guns. It takes a tough guy to act like this.
Let's go, folks.
Stop hurting people without guns. Nobody's trying to hurt you guys. There are no bullets flying out here. There are no bullets flying. How tough are you? How tough are you? There is no honor in hurting unarmed civilians.
What'd you see tonight? Get no respect.
What'd you see tonight that bothered you?
I was here October 5th. I saw them beating people
people that had nothing to do with anything just grabbed people out of the crowd. There's no honor in that. My mom, my father, everybody has served in Iraq, Afghanistan. Well, I did 14 months in Iraq. My father was in Afghanistan. My mother did a year in Iraq. We fought for this country. I don't come home. I'm in New York City. I am from New York City. And these cops are hurting people that I fought to protect. There's no reason for this. There's no honor in hurting unarmed civilians. And I won't let it happen. Have a good night. Yeah!
There is no honor. Paul in Atlanta. Hello, Paul.
Hi, John. Just trying to sort out some thoughts here. I'm sure we all heard of PDD, Presidential Decision Directives, and that's basically sets policy.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't...
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens. And find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
And there's a slated about another 6 million homes to be foreclosed this year. Mm-hmm. And with the Federal Reserve buying $85 billion worth of these worthless securities.
Every month.
That's going to clear the slate, I think. You're going to see a flood of foreclosures come on the market.
I agree. And I think, and I did a poor job here of describing my contention, but the more I'm watching these creatures in Washington, D.C., giving free passes to the Eric Holders and the Hillary Clintons and the like, they're not serious about doing anything. And this fiscal cliff thing, yeah, they bought themselves 90 days or 4 months, whatever it's going to be. What they're doing right now is putting out the stories and trying to plant the seed that, wait a minute, I think the only way we're going to get out of this is, yeah, we're going to do budgetary cuts, but we've got to keep monetizing that debt to keep everything from collapsing. It is going to collapse, and what they're doing is not going to stop it. And I think they all realize that, and they know it. So I don't know how much good Paul it would do to send a letter off to these people. I've considered doing that and mailing one off to all 535 of these creatures.
Yeah, well, telephone calls might be more effective. You know, it's not going to take much time, and you could just voice your concerns and leave it at that, that it's a private citizen directive.
Well, and you know what? That sounds like a plan, and that might make people feel better. At least they get off their chest, and at least they could be lodging their complaint with the right people. But I think it's a foregone conclusion right now. You know, I mean, we've got people out there around the globe right now saying the gig is up. The gig is up. We can't stop this. And they allowed that to happen. And by further demonstrating that they did not arrest one person for all the fraudulent paper, for all the lies that were told, all the trillions that were stolen, they have done absolutely nothing to them. So that is a clear signal to me that they do not intend to. And that the path we're on right now, this cannot last. This current situation can't last much longer. It will collapse. And I think the Army and the military has their directives now to prepare for martial law. They're getting ready for it.
Well, it's very possible.
I can offer no other explanation. Because fundamentally, mathematically, with certainty, this system will fail. They can't sustain it. And it's just not here. It'd be one thing if one domino fell. But you place that domino far enough away from the other standing dominoes, they don't fall down.
Right.
But in this interconnected global fiat currency system that they have worldwide, it not only has that potential, but it has that certainty, and it will happen, whether it's us or France or Germany that default and go bankrupt.
Yeah, well, I always said with the rise of technology, technology creates vulnerability.
Yeah, but it also creates, you know, for every dark cloud, there is that silver lining. If we did not have the Internet, we wouldn't have the people that are educated in this country today and worldwide. They didn't shut it down.
I guess that would be the number one signal. If they messed with the Internet, then you know the gig is up.
You got that right. Because at that point in time, they won't have to charge in guns a-blazing to take me out of this chair. They'll just shut down the tools that we use to reach people. At that point in time, I'm going to be looking 10 degrees up. I'm going to grow eyes in the back of my head. And I'm going to be grabbing my stuff.
Yep.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, sir.
I feel like I just went through a 10-round fight. God willing, Texas wind blows the right way, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And don't forget, folks, the pledge drive is still going on. Give us a call, 800-724-2719, or go to republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. Do it by PayPal or send us